more doors are barricaded. Come inside this heart of mine. It's not my own. Make it home. Come and take this heart and make it all your own. Welcome home. Take a seat, pull up a chair. Forgive me for the disrepair and the souvenirs from floor to ceiling. Gathered on my search for meaning in every closet filled with clutter, messes yet to be discovered.
Ladies and gentlemen, I mentioned Playing with the Enemy, a baseball prodigy, World War II, and The Long Journey Home. But I also mentioned, that's not all. What else have you written, Gary?
Well, I've written a book about Buddy Holly, the early rock and roller. And I was not a Buddy Holly fan. I was
really?
Not someone who, yeah, it just, one of those things that God placed in front of me. I heard a song that wasn't by Buddy Holly, but it was about Buddy Holly. I became interested, started researching. And I really found out that Buddy Holly was a very faithful man. And, you know, he was one of the early people into rock and roll, and rock and roll became, really, drugs and rock and roll, they seemed to kind of fit together. And Buddy Holly was a guy who didn't drink, detested drugs, was a very faithful man, tithes to his church, all of the money that he made in recording I want people to see that other side of Buddy Holly. So I wrote a book that was interviewed people who knew him and knew his faith. And that book's been out since 2010. It also has, I'm interviewed quite often about the crash that killed Buddy Holly, the Big Bopper, and Richie Valens.
Yes.
I'm a pilot, and I worked with the NTSB, and we really built the most detailed reconstruction of that crash ever. So that's, Playing with the Enemy is a story about my father. He was one of the youngest baseball players in history, signed professional contract. He was signed by the Brooklyn Dodgers in 1941, before the war broke out, as a 15-year-old catcher, and was rookie of the year in the minor leagues in 41. But as the war broke out, it changed the trajectory of his life. He ended up in the service playing for a touring baseball team, suffered a career-ending injury. And it's about his life, kind of rebuilding his life, trying to rebuild his career and how he moved on. I'm also a contributing author to the Chicken Soup for the Soul series. I've written some articles for some of their books. So it's a
very popular series.
I enjoy writing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, wow. Hey, buddy.
For those people who, yeah, I'm sorry.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, if those people want to learn more about what I do, they can go to Gary W. Moore, GaryWMoore.com. My website. I also have Facebook pages for all of my books, so you can go to the Final Service Facebook page and like that, and we can keep you informed on what's going on. It's available. Like I said off the air, my publisher will be very upset with me. I don't tell people that they can buy the book at Amazon or any independent bookstore, Barnes & Noble. And I just hope that they'll get a copy of the book, read it, and pass it along to other people they know that it could positively impact their life. So,
ladies and gentlemen, that's no joke. It can positively impact your life. I've read this book, The Final Service, and I'm telling you, I mean it when I say it will engage your heart, it'll engage your soul, it will engage your mind, it will engage your brain, it will engage you. And my guess is, if you allow yourself to read this fully engaged, you may find yourselves working through some issues as the light comes on. And the light comes on again, and the light comes on again as you read about principles of life and of living and how sometimes we can make decisions that can get in the way of our living life to its fullest. The Final Service is the book. And I know a lot of people, Gary, really like reading the book before they watch a movie. And
right.
As it turns out, you are going to have a movie coming out in the future that is based on The Final Service.
Yes, I'm just so pleased and very feel very privileged that Academy Award winner Keith Merrill. He's an Academy Award winning filmmaker. He's won an Academy Award and also he's been nominated a second time. Has agreed to do the screenplay and to direct this movie. And Keith is 74 years old. He's a really seasoned veteran of Hollywood. And when he read the book, he called me and he said that he and his wife both read the book. And he said, this is the story that we got into the entertainment business 50 years ago to tell. Mm. And he says, you know, yes, I want to make this film. So we're working on a few issues. We're either going to be filming starting October 17th of this year, or be starting March 30th of next year. We're working on weather issues and funding issues, but we're ready to go, and we're very excited. And we're working very hard to keep the movie true to the book. Keeping the story intact.
That's awesome. And ladies and gentlemen, you can best believe that when that movie comes out, based on how good this book is, that movie is going to be great too. And again, you can find Gary's books at GaryMoore.com.
Gary W. Moore.
Thank you. Gary W.
Yeah, if
Moore.
You go to GaryMoore.com, you'll go to a website for a dead rock star, a British rock star.
And we don't need to be going there, not now.
No.
Gary W. Moore. And like he said now, M-O-O-R-E, two O's,
yes.
M-O-O-R-E,
yes.
GaryWMoore.com. And Gary, you shared so many nuggets with us. If you would, share just a couple of encouraging nuggets with us just as we close out.
Oh, I'd love to. I mean, we are not alone in this world, and we are herd animals, so to speak. We are meant to be together. We are meant to help each other. We're meant to support each other. We're meant to encourage each other. We're meant to love each other. And the state of our country, the state of the world today, at times is almost embarrassing that we've allowed ourselves to get this way. And I think that the biggest thing is that we have to reach out to each other in love. You know, Christians don't need to just stick together as Christians. We need to reach out to other communities. We need to embrace, support, and encourage our youth. And we also need to be very careful what we allow our youth to see, to watch, to devour, because the movies, the songs they listen to, the lyrics that they do, what they digest, because they internalize, and it will come out of them at some other point in their life. And it's just really important that the things we do is uplift, encourage one another.
GaryWMoore.com. You can find the book, The Final Service, as well as the other books that he's written, as well as stay abreast of what will be happening with the movie. You can get release dates and all that and so much more. Don't forget Gary's Facebook page. And Gary,
yes.
Thank you so much for sharing so much with us today.
Carl, it's a pleasure, and you've been a blessing to me today. Thank you.
I appreciate you. Thank you. Right. Ladies and gentlemen, till next time.
Welcome to this heart of mine, buried under prideful vines, grown to hide the mess I've made inside of me. Come decorate, Lord, and open up the creaking door, and walk upon the dusty floor, scrape away the guilty stains until no sin or shame remain. Spread your love upon the walls and occupy